RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Welcome to The Conversation. The Conversation. A space to share the art of an interview.
Okay, we're going to talk now to Catherine J. Wright, who is going to be in charge of an art exhibition at the Proa Foundation in Boca about minimalism mainly. Hello, Catherine. Thank you for this contact.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I want to know first, are you here in Buenos Aires already or you haven't traveled yet?
Yes, I'm here. I got here on Monday.
Okay. How do you like the city?
It's beautiful. And I have to say, I'm from New York and right now New York is very hot. I know you all think it's cold, but it feels lovely to me.
Yeah, I know that. Well, Catherine, why don't you give it to us in a nutshell? What is this exhibition's highlights and when it's starting?
So the exhibition opens this weekend to the public, and what it is an introduction to some of the most important American artists that came out of the 1960s and 1970s. It was a period of a lot of change in American culture, and these artists came up with a really renegade new way of making art that was minimalism and conceptual art.
Mm-hmm. Basically, for somebody like me, who is know the very, very basic of minimalism, how do you describe that branch of art? Beyond the name,
right.
That is pretty obvious.
Yes, I think the best way to describe the work from this time is we went from artists who were making these huge paintings that were all about their personality and their feelings to artists that were really interested in making art as an idea, thinking about art just as a concept, not really as a physical object. And once they started thinking about it that way, minimalists started making sculpture out of work that was in strange materials, making metal boxes or plywood structures or
out of scrap also? Scraps also? Sculptures and art also with scraps maybe also?
No, actually they were very meticulously made, like almost like buildings, by industrial manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea being that the artist personality wasn't important. What was important was the idea that they were coming up with, and they were trying to come up with the most simple idea possible. So that often manifested itself in things like, you know, metal boxes or grids or things like that. And so we have five amazing artists in the exhibition who really pioneered this period. Saul LeWitt, Dan Flavin, Fred Sandbach, Bruce Nauman, and Dan Graham. And all of them come at it from different angles, but essentially the work is about activating the viewer in their idea. So sharing an idea with the public and allowing them to kind of create the work in the moment in the gallery.
Okay, and what are can you mention a couple of the most important works that are going to be on display and which museums in the States that come from?
Oh, yes. So we worked directly with most of the artists' estates. Unfortunately, all but two of the artists in the exhibition have passed away. So we worked directly with them. And for instance, one of our biggest lenders was Amy Sandbach, who's Fred Sandbach's widow. And she herself is a quite accomplished curator. And so she helped, she came in and actually helped make Fred Sandbach works that had never been seen before and helped choose them specifically for the space at Proa because it has a very unusual architecture and his works draw these lines in space using yarn. It's hard to describe without seeing it, but essentially it's a giant triangle that cuts across the space of the gallery made only by yarn. And so we were really lucky to have her as the head of the foundation to be able to come in and choose something specific for our institution.
And how do you pick Proa Foundation to be the venue for this event?
Actually, Proa approached me, since this is a period that I study regularly, saying that they thought that this was a really important body of work that would resonate with Argentine audiences and things that they might not be familiar with. So this artwork is very popular in the U.S. and you can see it fairly regularly in museums, but I know here it's not as common.
That is true.
So Adriana Rosenberg, who's wonderful, she approached me and said, we think this could really be powerful. And they had already been talking to Amy Sandback for a little while. So we just got really lucky and managed to get all the other artists on board.
That's great. The Proa Foundation is a great venue on the banks of the Riachuelo in a very symbolic neighborhood of Buenos Aires, very tango-ish also, such as Boca. Have you been there already?
Yes, I've spent a lot of time there already.
I
am amazed at the facility and at the neighborhood. It really feels like a burgeoning art scene, an art scene that's coming up. And I think that this work, you know, a lot of these artists were making work at a time when they were moving into these big industrial spaces in New York City. And I think the work looks really fantastic in a building like Proa's new building for that reason.
This wave of art, minimalism, are you aware of it having an impact in Argentina later, like in the 70s or in the 80s, or are you aware?
There's actually... I don't know as much about the continuation in Argentina, but we're putting out an incredible catalog. And one of my colleagues to go with the show, and one of my colleagues, Aime Lucan, has written about the wave of minimalism and conceptualism in Argentina. So she's the expert. But I can tell you that I know that conceptual art in particular has a strong presence in Argentina. Like someone like Eduardo Costas has done some incredible work. Minimalism is normally thought of as, you know, large industrial sculpture, typically. And we have some of those on view in the museum. But conceptualism is even more about creating a moment between the artist and the visitor that is an idea exchange. It's not so much about the art object. And I know he has done some incredible work along those lines in his career. So I know that there's a similar pattern, and I would argue internationally conceptual art, for instance, is an important part of all contemporary art made today. Lots of people are making work since the 1960s that really focuses on the idea, and then how the idea is communicated to you becomes sort of secondary part of it, whether it becomes a painting or a sculpture or whatever. It's really about the idea first and foremost.
Got it. Well, Catherine, thank you very much. This starts this Saturday, and it's going to be up to October, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, exactly. And we'll be having a lot of wonderful educational events. We have a special work being made by Dan Graham for Proa that's going to be constructed in August, and there'll be some incredible events around that. So you should definitely, I hope your listeners will check back in throughout the show. It's going to be exciting.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
You too. That was Catherine J. Wright. She's going to be curating the upcoming Minimalism and Conceptualism art exhibition that starts this Saturday at Proa Foundation here in Boca. It's going to go on for 3 months, up to October. And more information is available, I'm pretty sure, at Proa Foundation's website, which is www.proa.org.